WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Early voting underway in some key battleground states, including in Georgia, where Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says,
"We think it's really important to build trust. But you know, I think that elections should be fun again. And so we've been working on that. We want to make sure that lines are shorter than an hour. And on election day, they have been."
Donald Trump and Kamala Harris both trying to energize core voters and pull in new and undecided ones today. The Biden administration is warning Israel that it must increase the amount of humanitarian aid it's allowing into Gaza within the next 30 days or risk losing access to U.S. weapons funding. There was a letter sent to Israel this week from Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Secretary of State Antony Blinken. A pair of new pandas has arrived in the United States, headed for the National Zoo in Washington. It hasn't had any pandas since sending back its wildly popular bears last year. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Kamala Harris campaign blitzed Wisconsin Monday. Tim Walz was in Eau Claire and Green Bay.
One or two people in every precinct in Wisconsin or Michigan or Pennsylvania will be the difference.
First Lady Jill Biden stumped for Kamala Harris in Madison.
Another Trump administration would lead to more chaos, more greed, more division.
The election is in 3 weeks. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says he expects challenges to Wisconsin's election results. He tells WYSN-TV's Upfront that Wisconsin has safe and secure elections and that his Justice Department is prepared to defend the results if it has to. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Kicking off the Driving Forward Blue Wall Tour, Vice Presidential candidate Tim Walz was in Green Bay Monday. One of his major talking points was the danger of another Donald Trump presidency and what it would bring to this country.
It would be funny if it wasn't so dangerous. Yesterday, he went on Fox News. That's a safe place for him. He went on there, and he suggested that he is going to send the military against the enemy from within. In other words, Americans who don't support him.
Walz's running mate, Kamala Harris, is scheduled to return to Northeast Wisconsin on Thursday. Two men were found dead Sunday inside of a home on Quigley Road in Poygan. Winnebago County Sheriff's deputies responded to the home at 5:36 Sunday evening, where they found the bodies of the two men. They're identified as 61-year-old Richard Davis and 26-year-old Alexander Davis. Both lived at the residence. No other information has been released. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Bucks beat the Bulls. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks with a 111-107 win over the Chicago Bulls. Giannis led with 23 points in 24 minutes. Forward Torin Prince joined the team in free agency and was asked if he thinks the Bucks are ready for the regular season to begin.
I feel like we're ready. An 82-game season comes with a lot of ups and downs. So having experience in the game, knowing that those are going to come, staying level-headed when things do get lower, adversity hits, being able to weather the storm as fast as possible.
NFL Packers players seem to embrace and welcome back Romeo Doubs after his one-game suspension during Sunday's win over the Cardinals. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
It's just like anything in life. If you have an issue or something goes on within your family, it's not like you just disown your family. You know, you're going to find a way to work through it, and I'm proud of our guys and everybody collectively, Rome, everybody just kind of finding a way to work through it, and I think that's behind us now.
As Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Cool and breezy today, with winds whipping out of the north up to 30 miles per hour. This will keep our highs to the upper 40s. Under partly sunny skies, a high pressure moves in tonight. It clears the clouds and keeps the winds calm, prompting a freeze warning as temperatures are expected to fall to the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in a quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now at WGBW.FM. Your news just for the Green Bay area. I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News.
When it comes to accurate, reliable election information for Wisconsin voters, visit the official site. It's myvote.wi.gov. It's the big cheese, you could say. It's your one-stop source for official Wisconsin election information. Find your polling place, see your sample ballot, make sure your registration is up to date, and more at myvote.wi.gov. Sponsored by Wisconsin Elections Commission, aired by Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I've got Congressman Mark Pocan of Wisconsin's 2nd District. We're going to be talking about what's at stake for you economically in the upcoming election. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with the fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock on this Tuesday, October 15th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Beautiful skies, a few floating clouds, a chill in the air. Tomorrow morning, frost on the pumpkin. Mr. Zommers, I bought a pumpkin. I've got a pumpkin to get frosted.
I don't know what that's a euphemism for, but
I don't either. It that could be a whole segment. Things that sound dirty but really aren't.
It really is just a pumpkin that's sitting outside right. In the cold.
I got a pumpkin to get frosted. I have no idea what that means, but I literally do. On my I was up at Oakwood Fruit Farm in Richland County a couple weeks ago. Got a pumpkin up there, so it's
might have to get a couple pumpkins for my apartment.
It's pumpkin season. Are you a big pumpkin latte or pumpkin bread type of person?
Haven't had a lot of it because when I was younger, I thought I was allergic to nutmeg because it has the word nut in it. And yes, I was dumb, but so I avoided pumpkin spice things because there's always nutmeg.
Well, I think nutmegs are a nut, aren't they? They're a the nut or the seed of a fruit.
Well, whatever it is, it turns out I'm not allergic to it.
You can have all the nutmeg you want. Happy holidays. All right.
But yes, pumpkin pie, pumpkin stuff, very good now that I have actually tried it.
Yeah, it's fair. I'm a big pumpkin fan. Nothing wrong with pumpkin. It's pumpkin season. Many thanks to Luke Mathers for making our Tuesdays fantastic as always. Great segment there with him and really appreciate him. He'll be back next Tuesday as per usual and talking more this hour about voting, about why it's important to vote and why if you're fed up with both candidates, a protest vote might not be the best answer. We'll tell you why. Might not be the best answer to vote for a third party if you're fed up. Because you might get something you don't want. We'll explain it.
You probably will.
It probably will. We'll tell you about it. Also, and this is something that's near and dear to my heart. And I know that you worked in the pharmacy industry, Zommers, for a bit as a pharmaceutical tech or pharmacy tech. I'm a big believer in our local pharmacies all across Wisconsin. The independent family-owned pharmacy. They are disappearing, unfortunately, and now word today that several Walgreens across the country are going to be closing down because even Walgreens now can't be competitive in some markets. And just everybody take a breath. This isn't like all Walgreens are closing or anything, but there are several in the country, I think over 1,000, 1,200 locations across the country that are going to be closing.
Yeah, I know it's been a struggle, and Walgreens has been hit pretty hard with all kinds of things. I'm sure you'll get into it.
Yeah, we'll get into it. But again, just a great reminder, if you have a local pharmacy like we do back home in Richland Center, the Richland Pharmacy, Paul Corcoran, great pharmacist, great guy, great community leader. If you have a pharmacy like that and you have a choice, go to the local pharmacy, because they're just going to be there. They're involved. They live in the community. Their kids are going to school there. They own homes there. So if and when you can, I'm a big believer in family pharmacies.
And other local businesses.
And other local businesses as well. We'll talk about that a little bit later this hour. And, of course, take your phone calls as well. I want to talk about, as Luke likes to say, being a voter. And don't be a voter that uses faulty thinking. Great piece called The Conversation from a couple of days ago by Daniel F. Stone, Associate Professor of Economics at, and I'm going to mess this up, is it Bowdoin or Bowdoin College? B-O-W-D-O-I-N. Where I come from, we call that Bowdoin. Anyway, that's the college. And it's a great piece here about, look, I get it. We hear it on this program commonly. I hear it when I'm just out and about in different communities. There are certainly voters out there who say, I'm still not happy with either choice. So we're going to get into that in just a minute.
First, by the way, if you're wondering how to say it.
Yes.
I clicked on. Okay, here we go.
Bowdoin.
Oh, Bowdoin. All right. Bowdoin. Very good. Bowdoin. Just Bowdoin. All right. Thank
According
you very
to
much.
Wikipedia.
Bowdoin College. All right. Very good. First, let's go to the phone lines. 855-752-4842. Mark, listening in Prairie du Sac. Mark, what do you got in your mind?
Yeah, well, you mentioned local pharmacies. We've got one here in Prairie du Sac that's Ballwig Pharmacy. I've been using them for years. Occasionally, I got to go down to the Walgreens in Sauk City.
Sure.
But they're both real nice. But I like the local pharmacy. If you can clarify for me, I've heard two different stories now on the whole Coachella bus fiasco. One that Trump didn't pay like he never does, and another one that apparently were bus drivers. Is that the one where bus drivers were being assaulted? And
that I can't confirm, Mark.
I heard that on Tom Hartman at one of these things where bus drivers are actually being assaulted by the Trump supporters.
I don't want to be guilty of spreading misinformation like other folks. I don't know.
Check in with you guys to see if you've heard anything on that. Because sadly enough, it wouldn't surprise me, but I like to be accurate in what I say.
Yeah, me too.
Double check on things, but support your local Walgreens as well, because there's hardworking people that work there as well. But I mean, if you have a local pharmacy option, support that one as well. That's where I get all my prescriptions filled. At the local pharmacy, Ballwigs of Prairie du Sac.
Yep, very good. I appreciate it, Mark. Thank you so much. Great plug for local pharmacists. And yeah, like you say, there might be some communities where there isn't a local individual family-owned pharmacy. And like you say, Walgreens and other pharmacies provide jobs for folks and are making a living and working hard as well. So we're going to talk about that in just a little bit. But first, as I said, this story by Daniel F. Stone, Associate Professor of Economics at Bowdoin College, says, so you don't like Trump or Harris. Here's why it's still best to vote for one of them. Many Americans are not thrilled with either of the two major party candidates for president as of October 4th, 2024. Polls showed that 46.5% had an unfavorable opinion of Kamala Harris. 52.6% felt unfavorably towards Donald Trump. Some of these unhappy voters are considering voting for a third party candidate or not voting at all. They may be thinking of these actions as a form of protest against the two-party system dominant in the United States or against these two particular candidates. For example, in a September poll, 3.5% of Michigan voters, 3.5% of Michigan voters said they plan to vote for a candidate other than Harris and Trump. At first glance, these choices might seem perfectly reasonable. If you don't like a candidate, don't vote for that person. But my work as a scholar of cognitive biases, systemic errors people make in their thinking, makes me fear that this option does not best serve the interest of the voters. Again, this according to Daniel F. Stone of Bowdoin College. He goes on to say, instead, protest voting is in fact likely to harm the democratic process, potentially leading to the election of the candidate the majority of voters overall and protest voters specifically most dislike. There are several reasons protest voters might make this mistake. He asked the question, how much does one vote matter? He goes on to say it's clear that any one vote is very unlikely to swing the presidential election. And some might say that if one vote doesn't really matter, then voters may as well vote however they want or not bother to vote at all. Here's why, according to the author, that is flawed thinking. He writes, suppose there are 10,000 voters in a state that feel unhappy with both candidates, but they most assuredly dislike one candidate more than the other. Perhaps they disagree with some of Harris's views, but fear Trump more. Or maybe it's the other way around. They don't have to agree on why they're unhappy about the candidates either. Some who are unhappy with Harris but prefer her over Trump may think Harris is too far left, while others may think she's not enough of a leftist. Now, suppose the rest of the state's voters, those who are happy to vote for one of the two major candidates, are very narrowly split. Perhaps the gap is 5,000 votes. So, if the 10,000 unhappy voters do vote for one of the two major party candidates, they can swing the election. Again, these unhappy voters really do have a preference. They like one of the major candidates better than the other. So while each individual unhappy voter wants to keep their hands clean and not vote, they would each like the other 9,999 unhappy voters to step up and swing the outcome in favor of their preferred candidate. See how that works? Parents teach the golden rule to kids. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And most people actually do believe in and try to act accordingly. In this case, following the golden rule means if you're an unhappy voter and would like other unhappy voters to hold their noses and vote for the major candidates they least dislike, you should be willing to do the same thing yourself. But not all unhappy voters think this way. Some are led astray by the intuition and choose to protest vote even when their own values would indicate they shouldn't. What do you think about protest voting? Or just staying home if you're unhappy? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. What do you think of protest voting or just not voting at all? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Ben, listening in Richland Center on WRCE, saying, asking, can you do a show or a segment on how inaccurate the polls are and how they are skewed by the media to keep our attention and keep us tuning in? Yeah, we've talked about that a little bit at times, Ben. We need to get our friend Charles Franklin back on the show for the Marquette Law School poll in Milwaukee. One of the best polls out there. It has been proven to be the most accurate. But yes, we can get into that a little bit when we come back on how polls can get skewed. But what we're really talking about, regardless of a particular poll, is protest votes or not voting at all. 855-752-4842. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year.
But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 21 now past the hour of 1 o'clock on Tuesday, October 15th. Happens to be National Cheese Curd Day as well. We continue to celebrate here. But right now, I'm talking about this piece, this column in The Conversation by Daniel F. Stone, Associate Professor of Economics at Bowdoin College. Talking about protest voting, voting for a third party if you say that you don't like either major party choice, and also not voting at all as a protest vote. Stone pointed out, as we said in the last segment in his piece here, supposing there are 10,000 voters in a state who feel unhappy. But overall, amongst all voters, there's clearly a choice of which one they like better. So 5,000 people who decide to stay home can swing the election. And I think in Wisconsin, this presidential race, it could be as tight as 12,000 votes, the winner, Harris or Trump. Not out of the realm of possibilities. What do you think about protest voting? What are your feelings on it? Going to the text line, Andrew in Maine says voters should vote for the candidate they feel would be best for the country. If someone feels Jill Stein would be best, they should vote for her happily. If they're looking for the least evil option, then they need to ask themselves who would be beneficial to the most citizens. Matt in Germantown, listening on WAUK, says, had that conversation with a Republican co-worker, and she has decided based off that she will now vote for Harris rather than protesting. Let's go to the phone lines, 855-752-4842. Tom, listening in Madison. Thanks for listening, Tom. What say you?
Yeah, maybe a slightly different view on it. To me, it's which candidate is more flexible, which candidate is more open to different ideas. You remember, Barack Obama was not into marriage equality whatsoever, but his view evolved over a while, and Joe Biden was actually responsible for that to a great extent.
Correct.
So even if you don't like either candidate, which one is more likely to be less set in their ways? And when it comes to Donald Trump, which one is not going to be a total chaos or a total fascist who's never going to listen to your views whatsoever?
Yeah. Could not agree more, Tom. Great call. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. He's absolutely right. Karen Hughes, I've said this 100 times. Karen Hughes, the former communication director for George W. Bush, wrote a book called 10 Minutes from Normal. She has a great line in there. as a person who saw a lot of campaigns, a lot of elections. Carrot Hughes said, quote, every election comes down to a choice, and perfect isn't on the ballot, unquote. I don't know that I've ever voted for someone that I said, I agree on every single thing, every single position, every single thing they said. I voted for the person and continue to vote for the person who I feel most closely holds my ideals and who I think will accomplish something positive. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Jesse, listening on WMDX here in Madison. Jesse, thanks for listening. What say you?
Thanks for taking the call. A couple of quick thoughts. One, you know, because somebody votes for a third party doesn't necessarily mean it's all protest, right? There was a lot of voters in 2000 who voted for NATO, but they're very shrewd about doing so and making sure that they didn't tilt the election. There was like the NATO traitor thing where you'd reach out to somebody in another state that was not a swing state. So that the goal was tactical. The goal was to try to get Ralph Nader 5% of the vote so that another party could have a seat on the Federal Elections Commission, which is a shrewd way to use your vote. Now, in general, I mean, it was never going to happen after that. That year we came close, but after that, it didn't make any sense, right? I certainly wouldn't advocate anyone vote for Jill Stein. That's not that kind of thing. The other thing is that I think the way you have to respect everyone's views, and if they are that dissatisfied with the system that's failing them, it's typically, in my experience, not effective to try to rationalize or especially to peer pressure them into voting via guilt. It's just not going to happen, unfortunately. We need to broaden the electorate in other ways. Third, I think some countries make voting mandatory, and I would support that. Australia makes you pay a fine if you don't vote. It's similar to not serving jury duty, and I think that's a civic responsibility. But if we're going to do that, we have to respect people's voice to be able to say none of the above. And I think it would be totally appropriate to say everyone legally must vote, but you do get a choice of none of the above.
That's interesting. I'm not sure I would support mandatory voting by law like that, but it's an interesting comment. But I want to go back to something you said earlier and just make it clear to people listening. I mean, the strategy we're talking about, if I understood correctly, was, okay, I'm going to vote third party in my state, but I'm going to make sure someone in another state votes for a main party candidate that I think is the better candidate. Is that correct?
No, almost. The other way around. Like, let's say I was in Wisconsin in 2000. I supported Ralph Nader, but I found a friend in, at the time, Texas was not even remotely close to being a swing state. Now it's arguably in play, but back then it was even less so.
Right.
So I was able to find somebody that was going to vote for Al Gore in Texas. They voted for Nader in Texas instead. So Nader got his one person, one vote to add towards the national tally. And then I voted for Gore here in Wisconsin to overturn the apple cart.
Got it. All right, I understand. Thanks. I just want to make sure that people understand, and I know you Jesse, that we don't elect, we still, whether we think it's a good idea or not in this country, we elect the president by the Electoral College, not by popular vote. So I thank you for clearing that up. I appreciate it. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Gene in Eau Claire on WCFW. Gene, you got about 30 seconds. Do you want to start, then hang on through the break? We'll bring you back. How about that?
Well, whatever works for you is fine with me.
We'll do that. It's a pleasure to hear. How are things up in Chippewa Valley?
Oh, really chilly.
Right? Little chilly. It is chilly.
Little chilly. All right. I get the furnace fixed.
All right. Very good. Oh, geez. Did you get it fixed?
Yep.
All right. Not very warm. Good. Jean always makes us feel cozy and warm in our heart. She's going to hang on. You do as well. Through the break, we'll ask Jean what she thinks about voting third party or not voting at all. It's the Todd Allball Show right here. A Tuesday edition on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 94 Red Cross staff and volunteers from Wisconsin are helping with Hurricane Milton cleanup. The Red Cross says if you can't volunteer, the next best way to help is to donate money. You can learn more about ways to help on the Red Cross website. A recent poll finds Donald Trump leading Kamala Harris among likely rural voters in 10 battleground states, but that lead has dropped from March to September. Sarah Janes is with the Rural Democracy Initiative, which took the poll.
People want to make sure that they have the tools and opportunities to create a good life for themselves and their families, and that shows up in their support for childcare and health care.
Janes says the biggest concerns for rural voters are the economy, threats to democracy, and reproductive rights. The poll was taken in August and September. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce and Johnson Financial Group have announced the top four products moving on to the 9th annual Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin contest. The finalists are military medals and insignia from Metalcraft Mint of Green Bay, Jolly Good Soda from Cryer Foods of Random Lake, Revo from Vulture Systems of Menominee Falls, and the X739 Signature Series Lawn Tractor from John Deere of Horicon. The final round of voting to determine the coolest thing made in Wisconsin is going on now until October 17th. A 29-year-old Eaton man has died after being hit as a pedestrian on the 1100 block of Main Street in Green Bay Friday night. The pedestrian was taken to the hospital where he died of his injuries Sunday. He was hit by a service van as he was attempting to cross the street. No citations have been issued. The driver remained on the scene and cooperated with police. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Succession star Jeremy Strong does not miss being on the popular show. That might surprise some people, as it was an immensely popular show and won a slew of awards. Oftentimes it is mentioned as one of the best TV shows ever. Strong says he owes a lot to Succession, but the show messed him up. Strong says carrying the troubles of his character Kendall Roy for 7 years was almost too much. How much is too much? When asked if he would consider a spinoff where his character would be the star, he said it is not something he wishes to do. When an actor is willing to turn down millions of dollars, I tend to believe them. The film The Apprentice, about the life of Donald Trump and starring Sebastian Stan, has been given mostly good reviews, but it is getting torched by one critic in particular, who called it a politically disgusting hatchet job made by human scum. Any idea who that critic might be? Former President Donald Trump slammed the film, but it's doubtful many people saw his post because it was on Truth Social. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Cool and breezy today, with winds whipping out of the north up to 30 miles per hour. This will keep our highs to the upper 40s. Under partly sunny skies, a high pressure moves in tonight. It clears the clouds and keeps the winds calm, prompting a freeze warning as temperatures are expected to fall to the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
Trying to find a place to stay in Green Bay for the big draft? Go to SimpleLifeRentals.com. Vacation rentals made simple. Our dedicated team of local experts have a passion for hospitality, creating seamless guest experiences for guests. Experience the NFL draft in a vacation home instead of a hotel room. With seamless check-in and check-out procedures and round-the-clock dedicated support, you'll enjoy the convenience of instant online booking at SimpleLifeRentals.com, guaranteeing you a stress-free start to your vacation. SimpleLifeRentals.com.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Join us tomorrow for Ben and Deanna Melcor, a Bay Area Realty, to update us on what's going on in the real estate market.
And Carrie Kramer will join us from the DeYoung Family Zoo.
Join us.
Truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Todd Allball along with Aaron Zommers on the board, taking you through a Tuesday afternoon on this 15th of October, 2024, 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Always glad to have you along. Talking about this article called The Conversation, or the ongoing column called The Conversation by Daniel F. Stone, associate professor of economics at Bowdoin College, making the point that protest voting, voting for a third candidate or someone, third party, pardon me, too many cheese curds, Mr. Sommers. Note to self, don't have a bunch of cheese curds and then try to do a radio show.
Makes sense.
Right. Anyway, Daniel Stone making a point in this article that if you have a problem with the two main party candidates, Harris and Trump, and you say, you know what, I'm going to either vote for someone who I know doesn't have a snowball's chance anyway, or saying, as a protest, I'm staying home. What that can result in is the candidate that you least prefer actually ends up getting elected. And I would agree with that. And I mean, if you, I'm trying to think, I think the only time in my life where I've ever voted third party or for a non, you know, two-party candidate was when Ed Thompson was running against Scott McCallum, the Republican for governor, and Jim Doyle in his first race, the Democrat for governor. And I didn't really care for either one. And I knew Ed Thompson, Tommy Thompson's brother from Toma. Great guy, a real character, owned a bar and restaurant called the Teepee up in Toma. And he was more of a libertarian. And somebody can correct me, he either ran as an independent or on the libertarian ticket. And the thing about Ed Thompson was he actually had a campaign. He had a ground game. You saw his signs everywhere, his farm signs, his 4x8s. He was out doing stuff. He was getting media. And I think, memory serves, he got the greatest percentage of any independent third-party candidate for governor in the modern era. He lost, of course, to Scott McCallum. Pardon me, to Jim Doyle and Scott McCallum. But Doyle became governor. But I was just, I was at that point in my life where I was still a Republican, but I couldn't bring myself to vote for McCallum because he just said untrue things about Jim Doyle in the campaign. So I voted for Ed Thompson. But other than that, I've either voted, you know, prior when I was Republican for Republican candidates, or now since 2012 have voted for Democratic candidates. Because I think it gives you the most chance to actually get things done. What say you? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Gene in Eau Claire. Thank you, Gene, for holding through the break. The microphone is yours. You have 15 minutes. Well, I'll try to limit that, but we have some time. Go ahead.
You'd be sorry if you gave me that much.
No.
Well, anyway, the time to protest is way before an election. The time to protest is when people are doing things that you don't agree with. You call on your phone, you go out and hold a sign, you talk to your friends, and you work on what you're protesting. Right now, with this serious situation, that you see that insanity and chaos and carnage that the one guy's bringing upon our country and promises more of it, and you need to remind yourself. You can go on different stations as far as on YouTube, and you can see the former attack on our Capitol. Mm. You can see when the streets of every country were bare, people were dying, they had refrigeration trucks putting bodies in, and also you had somebody being good friends with Putin, Kim Jong-un, and all of those people who do not care for America. And you also can see the prior guy who lost last time and refused to accept that he lost and brought a mob to the Capitol to attack our democracy, which is very serious. In addition to that, women. Women's health is important. Mm-hmm. Women are dying
because of this group.
Yeah.
You need to protect our future. You need to protect the young people. And the sad thing of it is, guys, it isn't just the president. You need people down the line, because there's a Congress and there's a Senate. And if you ever watch them with Trump not even still being in office, things didn't get passed because the people with the R after their name were too busy trying to impeach every single person that was in office that was put in by Biden that were trying to work for the people of this country.
Yeah.
Wake up, folks. No time to protest. Time to get busy. They were working to try to work on these issues, but every time they were stopping, and then they were showing porn pictures of President Biden's son, and that was their big deal on the floor. Yeah. I've never seen that in my life. Wake up, folks. This, you want to live in insanity, go ahead and protest, and no one's going to hear it. You even protesting, you're wasting your protest.
Yeah.
Vote for the people, get this mess out of here, and I think you're going to see the things you want done being done. Thank you for that time, Todd. I really appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you. Thank you for holding. Thanks for the call. Yep, you too. You as well. Jean Noclair, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Going to take the calls in order that they came. So as Matt Flynn likes to say, do not hang up. First off the text line, Matt in Germantown, listening on WAUK, says, I think you have the right to protest vote, obviously. We'll never argue that. But would say, as with any vote, really study the implications of what your vote means, unquote. Matt in Germantown. I agree. I mean, we have the right. Everyone has a right to protest vote. But as Gene pointed out, Matt saying, think about what that means. Think what the implications could be. And I agree with Gene. I don't think this is the election for a protest vote. It's a binary choice. There's two choices. Trump and Trumpism, which stands for authoritarianism. He said it. He continues to say it. Or Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, who stand for a democratic republic and the opportunity to continue to improve our country little by little and to incorporate things like ranked choice voting or fusion voting or give a third party an actual opportunity to grow. But in order to do that, we have to preserve our democracy, our democratic republic, and only one choice in this election gives you that, and that's Kamala Harris. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Dick, listening on WMDX in Madison. Dick, thanks for calling. What say you?
First of all, I couldn't agree with Gene more. Mm-hmm. Excellent across the board. I thought about doing it once in 92. Wasn't crazy about Clinton, then he picked Gore, and I decided to. I was going to write in Jerry Brown.
Mm-hmm.
But to this election in general, I mean, here's the thing. Stock market just hit an all-time high. Inflation's down. Unemployment at about, 3.94%. Crime, 50-year low. Constantly chastising her. She's not doing this, that, and the other thing. She's going on Fox News, for crying out loud.
Right.
And then you take Trump on the other side of the aisle. Let's see. His town hall last night morphed into some version of American Bandstand or Soul Train for 39 minutes.
I like
with
that.
Absolutely nothing coming of it.
Yeah.
And not only that, when you look at the groups and the artists, over half of them don't want him using their music. So
correct.
There you go.
Thanks, Dick. Really appreciate the call. 855-752-4842. Len, listening in Madison off the text line, says, if I ever run for election to a political office, I'm going to change my name to Write-In. That's pretty good, Len. I like that. 855-752-4842. Let's go out to beautiful Southwest Wisconsin, the Driftless Ross from Crawford County. Ross, thanks for listening. What say you?
Hi, Todd. Thanks for the subject. So my experience was I used to have a positive, reasonably positive attitude towards Ralph Nader prior to the 2000 election. I thought he was a strong advocate for consumers. But some of these guys' heads get so big that I now don't, if I hear, there's very, you rarely hear Ralph Nader anymore. There's a station up by me over here in Crawford that'll play a Ralph Nader radio thing that he apparently still runs. And as soon as I hear his voice, I just get really frustrated and turn it off immediately. It's this, they have a chance during the primaries. That's when one advocates for whatever one believes in. But once you stick your face in there as a third-party candidate acting like you're something special, in the American system, I don't believe it ever works. If we were over in Europe where you have parliament and you have multiple systems and coalitions, but not in this country. So I just feel like Ralph Nader, to me, I get really frustrated whenever I hear his name or hear his voice. Mm.
No, I appreciate the call, Ross. Thank you very much out there in Crawford County. I mean, like I say, I voted once for a third party for Tommy Thompson's brother who ran as a libertarian, Ed Thompson, because he was serious. He was a serious candidate, and he got a legitimate percentage of the vote. But to your point, whether it's Ralph Nader or now you have Jill Stein, it becomes more about them and their fame than actually doing something. It goes back to what Trygve Olson says about people like Scott Walker. They'd rather be than actually do. 855-752-4842. Whistler, listening in Richland Center, the old hometown, WRCE. Whistler, thanks for listening. What say you?
Hey, Todd. Just kind of a humorous go back. In 1972, here in the state of Wisconsin, they changed the law for drinking from 18 to 21.
Yep.
Okay, I had just turned 21, and so my protest was I voted for Pat Paulson for president.
Yes! I'm old enough to know who Pat Paulson was from the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that was my protest. Okay, I was stationed down in Fort Hood, Texas. And the up here in Wisconsin, they changed the law from 18 for drinking beer to 21.
That's fantastic.
And it's like, Well, hey, here's the middle bird, man. Pat Paulson, president.
I mean, everybody's young once, right? Have a little fun. I get it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Thank you, Whistler.
You're welcome, man. Have a good day.
Yeah, bye. You too. Thank you. Mr. Zomers, for those your age that used to be on CBS, the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour, and one of the ongoing characters was Pat Paulson. And so in the 70s into the 80s, I think even to the 90s, Perry probably could correct me on this, but Pat Paulson was a perennial candidate. Kind of like, I think Stephen Colbert ran for what, president or U.S. Senate?
Something like that.
Like 8 years ago. And it was more of a comedy shtick, but he ends up getting a bunch of votes because, to Whistler's point, there were people that were just ticked off and said, all right, I'll vote for somebody, but I'm going to give this person to make a point. I get that. I really do. And there's certainly a humorous element to it. That Pat Paulson was a great character. But I think this particular election is just one where I think that Wisconsin could be as close as 12,000 votes, whoever wins. Mary, listening in Wauwatosa, says, it appears that ranked choice voting would be a positive remedy for protest and non-voting problem, i.e. provide satisfaction or greater hope for all voters. Thank you, Mary and Wauwatosa. I would agree. I think ranked choice and fusion voting are something we're going to hear a lot about in the future. And again, if you have Kamala Harris in the White House, she is going to be able to help preserve that democracy to allow these things to continue. If you vote this time, not Mary, but generally the you out there, if we vote for a third party candidate or don't vote at all in protest, if you get Trump and Trumpism in for another term, based on what he has said and what he has sponsored in the writings of Project 2025, it is not hyperbole, as Joe Biden says, that there might not be another free, fair election for president of the United States.
If you take him at his word, he said, you won't have to vote again. Right. It'll all be fixed.
Won't have to vote again. Last time you have to vote, Trump said. Tristan in Kenosha says, are those cheese curds beer battered? I'm going to have to breathalyze you, bro. Yes, they are beer battered from the old fashioned. But the frying takes all the alcohol out. We'll have a beer after the show. Come on back. The final segment of the Todd Allball Show after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s.
George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes, this man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What are you too embarrassed to do alone?
I can't go into the library without a date.
Interesting.
Yes. I'm no loser.
Grocery store.
Yeah.
You prefer to do that alone.
Absolutely.
When I used to go with my roommate, he would take longer than me, and I'd be sitting in the car with all my groceries for like 20 minutes.
I can't even shop with my wife. She's browsing, and I respect that, but I can't do it. I'm a mission guy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
She's the fabulous farm babe. She is Pam Yonke. One of the reports that you guys did from last week was about the cow photographers.
When you go to World Dairy Expo, it never ceases to amaze me. Hair dryers, goop for their hair, for their hooves, everything. When it's time for them to go potty, somebody walks around behind them with a bucket. Now that's pampering, if you ask me.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on Civic Media. It is now 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock, the top of the hour, CBS News Radio and ABC News Radio, depending upon which station you listen to across the Civic Media Radio Network. Little sports for you. Our friend Mike Clemens, great sports reporter. So great to have him back on the air, talking about Packers, Badgers, more. And then a little weather, Brittany Merlot. Cuddle buddy weather. That's what it is, officially. You need a cuddle buddy to get you through, the nights.
Or at least some nice warm blankets.
You know, my friends Kurt and Florcy, their dog's name is Buddy.
So they get to cuddle buddy?
You got a cuddle buddy. Exactly. And he likes to sleep with you. He's like a little heater.
Yeah, or a lot of cats do that. They like sleeping really? With your, but
you know, my sister's cat tried to smother me one time in bed.
They'll do that too. Ugh. It's really not good for me.
No way. All right, let's finish this off here. So I forgot to say that after all that hoopla, Maggie Dawn for 2 hours. It's fantastic. It's spectacular. It's the award-winning Maggie Dawn show every afternoon from 2 until 4. Then our friend and colleague Dom Selvia takes over with Dominic Selvia and his fantastic crew. And then it's
Pete Italian Stallion.
And then it's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. And then you got Rick Smith. Great show, Coast to Coast. And then our friend Robert Pilot with Native Roots Radio. So that's a great evening right here on CBS. On my last show, we had this little television program in college at Platteville. And for the last show, it went to like 13 communities on cable television in 1994. And for my last show, I announced that Sunday Night with Todd Allball had been canceled. That we were leaving because we had been picked up by CBS. and a handful of people believe me.
Really? Really?
We have not been picked up by CBS. Although I still have my CBS mug.
And some Civic Media stations are CBS affiliates.
Yes, that's what I had stuck in my head.
Right.
By the way, NCIS has, speaking of CBS, has a new, it's called NCIS Origins. And it premiered last night, and I thought, I don't want to get into this show. I'm not going to like it. And I don't know. I was just tired and cold, and I sat there, and before long, I'm into it. And I watched the first two episodes, and now I'm like,
those shows are addicting.
It's pretty good. It's actually pretty good.
I'm glad to hear that, because too many shows that just get dragged on forever and then rebooted are just mediocre at best. So I'm glad to hear that this one's good.
It is. There's Todd's television takes on a Tuesday. Ooh, alliteration.
Maybe we'll have to pass that on. Have you guests appear on Pete Schwab's show to talk about
your... The consultants will like that alliteration. Happier and snappier. Anyway, talking about this voting, here's a couple of this great article. You can look it up. The Conversation by Daniel F. Stone, Associate Professor of Economics at Bowdoin College. Give a couple more here on people who want to vote or thinking about voting third party. One reason, he writes, a person might still think a protest vote makes sense is because of the assumption that boycotting something they don't like is an effective means of contributing to positive change. A boycott against a person or organization you have a problem with often makes good sense. For instance, there's a restaurant in town with a reputation of being discriminatory or just for being slow to get food out. Don't go to it. Maybe it will close and make room for another business with better performance, or maybe it will make some changes in hopes of growing its customer base. But when you cast a vote, whether on election day or beforehand, boycotting the viable candidates is not going to help. One of them is going to win, whether you like it or not. Boycotting in this context is an example of a misplaced cause, a rule of thumb that's often not always helpful. Boycotting here doesn't help you achieve your goal of eliminating or improving something you don't like. I think that's another good one as well. It's a great article here, by the way. Would encourage you to check on it. But the bottom line is, I go back to this quote by Karen Hughes. Every election comes down to a choice, and perfect isn't on the ballot. Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race in 3 weeks. There's no doubt about that. Wisconsin is going to be historically close by all accounts. And again, I keep saying this not to be a jerk, not to make anyone feel bad. Our vote, your vote, is the most powerful tool we have for change, even if that change isn't everything you want it to be. Don't be the person sitting on your couch at 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, and the person that you thought was the least worst, to use a double negative, loses. And you're like, oh my gosh, how did this happen? Don't be that person. Don't be the person that says, well, yeah, Kamala Harris was still a little bit too far left for me. That's why I voted for so-and-so. Or don't be the person saying, well, yeah, I mean, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X. And I wanted to send her a message and the Democrats a message. So I didn't vote, or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump. And then you're going to march. And people are going to say, well, this can't happen. You can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. Well, guess what? It'll be too late. And everything we fought for, everything we believe in, will be gone. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it. Coming up on November 5th. Great show, great guest, Luke Mathers, Mr. Aaron Zomers, your calls. Thanks for all the interaction. Happy National Cheese Curd Day. Go out and get one wherever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in. Do not give up. Keep banging your drum. See you tomorrow.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
Jane Matinee and Greg Bach.
Coming up at 10:30, Lou Ann Bird running in the 61st Assembly will be joining us. Dr. Laura Hanks with public service announcement in hour number two. And this shouldn't be a thing. Join us.
Matinee on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
hey, you got this. Just breathe. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green.